It's 7:46. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. Florida's first charter school opened 20 years ago. Since then, enrollments in these publicly funded, privately run schools has exploded. Today, more than 250,000 students attend around 650 charter schools around the state. But as education reporter Kathy Carter reports, the industry's rapid growth has come with more than a few speed bumps.
9-year-old Leilani Wenzel is going to a new school this year, and she's not too sure how to feel about that.
Nervous, but kind of exciting because I don't know who I'm going to meet.
If it was up to her father, Chris Wenzel, the fourth grader, would be in the same school she's gone to since kindergarten. But that's not an option. Windsor Prep Academy in St. Petersburg closed in June following allegations of serious financial misconduct by New Point Education Partners, the charter school's for-profit management company.
It was a real eye-opener. I've been at the school 4 years, never attended a board meeting till last November, and I should have been more aware, as well as all the other parents, what was going on attending these board meetings and asking these tough questions. Where's the funding going? What are these loans for? Etc.
In May, a grand jury in Escambia County indicted New Point on criminal charges, including grand theft and money laundering involving three charter schools it managed in Pensacola. But it's not just for-profit charter schools that are being accused of misusing state money. In Broward County, an audit of the nonprofit Pathways Charter Academy in Lauderdale Lakes found officials there spent thousands of dollars on personal items. And these aren't the only charter schools closing its doors. As of June 30th, data from the Florida Department of Education shows that 16 charters have shut down. In 2015, 27 closed. In Florida, local school boards review all charter school applications and are required to act on the application within 60 days. But the approval process is mostly procedural. Few schools deny applications and must provide written reasons within 10 days if they do. Pinellas County School Board member Renee Flowers says that approval process doesn't mesh with the level of academic and financial autonomy charter schools get. If districts could better vet charter school applications, Flowers says Pinellas schools may have learned about New Point's issues in other counties.
I can assure you that if individuals had been aware of the fact that they have had financial concerns in the past, they would not have been given the go-ahead or most certainly questioned the fact that they should not be opening based on questions and concerns regarding financial viability.
Earlier this year, the legislature did beef up Florida's charter school law, and charter school management now must provide monthly or quarterly financial statements. But money isn't the only problem some charters face. The programs also are evaluated and assigned a school grade by the Florida Department of Education, using the same standards as district-run public schools. The grades dealt a blow to the University Preparatory Academy in St. Petersburg. After three consecutive Fs, the board of the charter school with 400 students voted to shut down just weeks before a new school year started. The Pinellas County School District responded by taking it over as a public school. That kind of last-minute intervention doesn't sit well with Flowers, the Pinellas County School Board member.
Public school systems are required to approve charter school applications, but when it comes to instances like Windsor and like UPA, it's the local public school entity that's required to close them down, and so it puts like the bad guy, good guy, we're the bad guy.
Susan Ladvala served on the Pinellas County School Board for 8 years and was an advocate for the state's charter law. She still believes families should have a public school option, but even she thinks there are problems with the relationship between the state and local districts.
It's just a vicious circle. And until everybody gets on the same page and agrees that we're going to do everything we can to help every single student be successful, then there's going to be those frictions.
And that, she says, hurts everybody. Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.